Magdim, that that is a choshev zach to give tzedakah. We're not meaning chas v'sholem to speak against the rabbonim. We're trying to learn the sugya, to learn the halacha, was medav machon. A lot of times you find before Purim a signs matonis le'evyoinim mehudorim. So we have to know, Sidra Zazach, if Yoini Mehudorim, and if you're allowed to put up such a sign, if it's a Avle, if you put up such a sign, then Mevar Zay. It's a Sefer Moyadim Vizmanim, it's a Moshe Sternbuch, Chelek Vov, Simen Kuv Vov, he says, is a Vyoinim and is Anim. He says, if Yoinim are more poor from Anim, Ani is embarrassed to ask for money. He has a shtickle covered from zich. Evyoin is so poor, he's nishkem mizbayish bichlal. So he says that you have to give dafka to Evyoinim, nishta anim. And he says in the chelek vov, schurani, sheshomazi me'odom godl, sheshaleach moes mipoilin lelite. He said, in Poilin, was poor people, but they were anim. The real Evyoin we give them a delit for Shem, a delite. Give them poor people. I'm not going to have Evyoin. Down, you know, bend down to the floor, that's give them a delit for Shem, nishba dechsidi Shem. So this is what he remembers, and I'm going to tell him that was a minig from Lita, from Poilin, to send them a tonis le Evyoin to Lita. I don't see the Evyoin. Lumas dem the Orcha Shulchan says, you give to anim. Safra Chaim Kanievsky says, you don't have to have dafka. Yoini manim is also good. Say over a famous maise, as given a yid, that choshev tamid chochem, and he had an oni, mamish oni mehudo, but he didn't want to tell no one who is his oni. Because he was nervous if everyone will know who is the oni, everyone will give him money. Next year he will not have an oni. So like this, he kept him that no one will know who he is. Ablaibin ha'oni evyin mehudo. Like this, ablaibin ha'evyin mehudo. Like I mentioned. And Sefer Shalmetoido, he brings down that there's an Indian to give to Evyoinim Mehudorim, and he says a big Chiddush. But what would be if you give to Evyoin, and at the end you find out that it's Nishkan Evyoin? He says, you're not Yoitze, you're not a mitzvah. You're not Yoitze. Because of that, because of the Shalmetoido. So a lot of people try to find if you say Evyoinim Mehudorim, well, you have to say Tuchosh and Chosh and guys go around, Chavtzvein Yoinim, say Evyoinim, say Evyoinim, say Evyoinim, say Evyoinim, say Evyoinim. I'm sure you'll see it, I think it starts Rosh Chodesh Adar every day in Yeshiva. The rounds start. I want to be mevarer of Sido Azah Aloche or Nishto Azah Aloche. If you give Matanas to Evyoinim, you have to give to Evyoinim Mehudorim, or to Nishto Azah Aloche that you have to give to Evyoinim Mehudorim. What? I mean a real Evyoin. What is a real Evyoin? I said, Chaim Kanievsky says a person that doesn't have enough money to finish the month is called already a honey. Some say he doesn't have to own an apartment. But Pasha's the honey, but he says even if he owns an apartment, if he doesn't have the parnassus to finish the month, he's considered a honey. But the shan is if you have to take a check that he's a honey. Maybe he has money and savings, you know. How, you know, you have people who collect money when they die. You know, you could give a whole city to live from what they had. So you have to know if you have to check or not. Is a loch in Shulchan Aruch, kol apoyshet yad noisnim loy. Kol apoyshet nad yoisnim loy. So what is the pshat? A lot of people have amiratzis nike pshat. They think that every guy that collects money, you have to give, they come around to you, kol apoyshet yad noisnim loy, yeah? They go around to collect. And they say, they don't want to go out of their houses until someone gives them money. Sidah is aloha and ishtah is aloha. I want to explain this. The Gemara bo metzia, ein chesamud beis, the Gemara says like this. Mageves purim le purim, ve'ein medakdikim badovo. Tanya, mageves purim le purim, collecting for purim le purim, ve'ein medakdikim badovo. Aval loikhim esa agolim, you buy the cows, ושויכתים, ישך, ואויכלים אויסון. והמויתר איפו לקויס לקישר צדוקה. זאת רעשי פשט. מגן הספורים לפורים, מושי גוי ומגבוי מבני העיר, לחלק לענים לסוד הספורים, לפורים. כולו ייתנו לענים, ואין בדייק דיקים בדובר, לא ימר בדיום בפוח, you don't have to spend so much food. אלו, זאת רעשי, you buy with all of the money food, and if it's food left over, then after Purim, you sell it. But you buy with all the money that was collected for the meal of Purim, you buy money for the Suda of Purim. So this is the Pshat of Rashi. The Ramban brings Rashi, says another Pshat. Ein medaktikim bedover loimar, oni ze roi, ve oni ze ein roi. Elo noisnim lakoil, sheyiyu hakoil smeichim imonu. בין רוי בין שאין רוי דימי שמחו כסיב ומשלח מונס לראיו כסיב. What it means? פורים, מונחה ואסתר ברוך השם, we won home on a rosh. So we decided to make a yontif. Lebedik yontif. Now, why to give tzedok in this yontif? What, is it Erev Yom Kippur? Purim Kippur? No. The Matanis Lev Yonim is a part of the party. We drink wine, it's a part of the party. We give mishlach monos, Lebedik, people go in, not, it's exciting. So we want also the poor people. The poor people don't have nice friends. Who is their friends? So we also give them. But the idea is not tzedakah from Purim. It's not, you know, the famous Rambam. The Rambam says in Yontif, it's better to have poor people on your table. No shaykh is the poor, not Rambam. It's an important thing every time. Near the Pshat Rambam says, Simchalashem, all the ma'anim, Mesamech shilcho, Mesamech nir shilcho. Obviously, there's nothing to get to the Mitzvah Sayyim. Mitzvah Sayyim is, Retzoineinu she'akol yu simcheichu imanu. Fakert go. So, they know what? Some people, the Moshe, they're not poor. But they feel they need a lot of money. Yeah? Most of us today, yeah? So, if the guy feels that he has to collect, give him. We don't want dafka that the person is roi. Retzaneinu she'akol yusmeichim imanu. Ben roi, ben she'ein roi. Zog the Ramban. V'motzasi b'Yerushalmi. Ein medaktikim medovo. Elo kol hapoi shetiyad no yisnim loi. This is the pshat in kol hapoi shetiyad, zog the Ramban. Don't check if he's poor or not. Aber again, for how much you have to give? Only to two people. The two people that stayed mishloach monos umatonos lev yoinim, these two people that you have to give, don't check who they are. Kol ha'poishet yad noisnim lo. The Ritva HaKadoshim of Metzia brings down also this pshat of mamash lehetya. Aval b'Yerushalmi yomru, ein medakdikim elo kol ha'poishet yad noisnim lo. Kiloima, ein medakdikim imu on yo eloi, elo kol ha'poishet yad noisnim lo. She'ein yo im ze midin tzdoke bilvat. אלו מדין שמחה ומואס, שהרי אף בעשיר עם כסיב משלוח מונויס. ומטעם זה אומרו רבו ישראל, שנויס נמאף לגוי. Not even מצד איבו. נויס נמאף לגוי. דריטבו הישונים, אז חוי לקנת, I just bring the ריטבו הישונים, because there we see that this פשט is a good פשט. He brings down this פשט, and he says, לא נראה, הרקסים מתונס לב יוינים. משלוח מונס ומתונס לאביונים צבי אנדר הזך. מגב הספורים היינו מתונס לאביונים. So at least in the Ritva Yishonim we see that he understood the Rishonim like we are learning Pshat. He understood Pshat that the gather is of מתונס לאביונים is a מתקדק עם הדובו שאין זה מדין צדוקה. שאין זה מדין צדוקה. אלו רצוננו שעקול יוסמכים ממון. The Rosh Hashulchan says there was a minig they gave the rabbeim, the gaboim. It's a choshev minig because everyone is waiting for the money. I'm asking, it's a modern zach. You know, as a minig, you give out money, so it's like a kosher because everyone wants. It'll be a minig, someone will start to give you money. Don't stop because I really want the money, so carry out this minig. some other minute. It was a minute that all the rabbeim go out to say, the chashuv says, don't start. The rabbeim really are waiting for it. So, the tenets is, because this is the idea of the mitzvah be'etzah. Loshon HaRambam is, Chayev lechalek le'anim b'yoyim ha'purim. Ein poichsi mishnei anim. Ve'en medadikim b'moyes ha'purim. Ela kol ha'poich shil yam no'yisnim lo'i. אז זה משהו שחנור חוסו. חייב עודו לפוח שתי מתונס לשתי אביונים, ואין מדייטיקים במויס פורים, אלא כל הפוי של יד נויסנים לאי. ומוקם שלא הגו ליתן אף לאקום נויסנים. שתמו עושה את זה, פייגב את האקום ינד יויצה. משמע, לגוי ינד יויצה. אבל היד, נד זה בבחין אז גוי, נד איז נד פור יאור יויצה. והוא זה צד על יויצה בגוי. זה בין שבור נו, ינד יויצה בגוי. So now, I want to explain, it sounds so close that you can't even look on a different side. The ones that don't learn like us, they learn that it was two kind of monies that were given out. It was the money of Matonis Levyonim, and it was the money of the Sudas Purim, like Rashi explained the Sugya. Now, the Pashtas, where you see the Rishonim, Rashi learned that we're talking about the Sudas Purim, that it was a Tamchui, and that day is like based on Tavshil. And they collect money for that, and then that is the sugya. And the Rishonim Pashtas was speaking about Matanis Levyonim, like we see in the Ritva Yishonim. And they say that this Matanis Levyonim is a din of En, Kol HaPoy Shiyan Noisim Loi, don't check who they are. They learn now that the Rav Shulchan Aruch didn't mean that the Matanis Levyonim you don't have to check. Matanis Levyonim, you have to give the Levyonim. It was a din Tamchui and a Suda that you give. And that, normally, the halacha is you check if the guy needs the food, was in Rebbe Parnaseini, all the gemaras of Bebasre. Here in Purim, everyone that comes to Beis HaTavshil gets food. But in a way, no one holds that as an Indian if someone comes to the door and calls a poishir yad neisim. And Bochim that go to collect money with that logo, the Ganovim. Call a poishir yad neisim, Ganovim, poishir Ganovim. You come, you're not going out of the house. You have to give. Pashal Ganovi. If you have to give back the money that you took as Bochim, that's regular Shaila. But this is Mamash, a Gneve. Nishto as a Tzad. Now, all that goes on the Suda, not the Gab is Manasseh. If it doesn't go on the Suda, so it means that it's going on, that is no din to check if it's poor or not. So now, the Ritva Yeshanim says you have to give to a poor person. So before Purim comes, you want to know to who to give tzedakah. So you're right. You will tell me that if I give to real poor people, I'm yoytze alashitas. I'm yoytze the Ritva. There's no din dafka to give to rich. But I'm against the ruach of the Chazal. The ruach of Chazal is to make it free. That here you don't need to check. This is the ruach of the mitzvah. So I say, Alamol, the first thing is to try to give to two people's family. And also to give to two anim u'dorim. And if you might be the Reb Chaim, first to give to the two stam people, and then to give to the anim u'dorim. Now, we have to know that Be'etzem, it doesn't make a difference so much. Because Avadit is the Indian to give to two poor people to be Yitzhak, the Shalmetoidon, the Moshishtar, and Buchadad, and the Indian, Tafka Oni. And if he's not Oni, you're not Yitzhak, Mitzvah Sayyim. Mitzvah Sheni is the Indian to Mekayim, that ain't Medak to Kimadavon. So you could give two to real poor people, and two to Mekayim, the Ruach of Chazal. Again, I'm saying it clear. If you gave to two real people, you're Yitzhak. The Ruach of Chazal, Ruach Aher, Ruach Ahin, Abbas not me ikar adin. Abba Miredo, everyone that is here, coming here to know to Mikhaim Chumas, they're here trying to be better, yeah? They're trying to be makel. The Chumo Adif. So, the answer is, so, especially in Purim, so Neinu Shaakul Yusmeichim Imanu. So what you do is, you give another two. And Mishnah Berurah says that even if you give to two, the more Matanas Levyonim that you give, you are Yoytze the Mitzvah. You are Yoytze the Mitzvah. Now you're into the mitzvah. So, again, we have one side of tzedakah, one side of matanis levyonim. I saw a chakir came out now of Sachoy Veres, declare, what would it be if a person only has one ani? City is only one poor person. is it inyan to give matanos le'avyonim or not? Da'ayin, the chefetz of the mitzvah is shtei matanos le'shtei avyonim. Other than? I don't know why that sefer was pushed to him that it's a mitzvah to give to two. And if you can't give to two, you don't have to give to one. I forgot, it's brought down B'Shem Abchaim Soloveitchik, the Maise. I don't remember, I was reading a lot of things today. I don't know exactly who brings it down. So he brings down Azam Maise. I think the Maise is wrong. I don't believe that the Maise is true. But as a Kach Kosum Shom. It was a Brisk, a city where it was. And it was only one Ani. Yeah, and Brisk, I know there was more from one Ani. The Lita side. Where it was only one Ani. The kid said the Ani decided that he doesn't want to take. He said, if you want me to take, I'm only taking if it's 5,000 ruble. I'm the chef of the mitzvah. 5,000 ruble. So, Reb Chaim b'shgat abreire, and Reb Chaim decided to give it. And they collect 5,000 ruble and they gave him. Kids are, then the second guy that they thought that is an Oni, they found out that he's not an Oni. So the kids are, they could not be Mekayim the mitzvah. So the guys claim, the whole reason we gave you 5,000 ruble, because we want to be Mekayim the mitzvah matanos le'avyonim. If we can't be Mekayim the mitzvah matanos le'avyonim, so give us back the 5,000 ruble. So Reb Chaim said, I'm saying again, I'm kimat sure, I saw it and I just didn't remember to write it down, I just now came back in my head. So Reb Chaim said, no, but because we're going to tzedaka, so you can't get it back. So the avoda that the masbir there is, that Reb Chaim learned that it's bedin tzedaka, forget what we say, that it's ritzoneinu she'akol yismeichem imanu. It is a din tzedakah, like the Ritva Yeshanim. Now, it's a mitzvah to do a lot of tzedakah today. So, Meir Reb Chaim said, so even if it's a mitzvah to do twice, but to do one, you did exactly what you wanted to do. If it's not tzedakah, so the mitzvah is to do matanos le'avyonim. If the mitzvah. I'm not sure. But Betech HaDvorim, there was poshut that it's called a mekachtos. I don't know why it was so poshut to them. You're not the Yitzhak. So now, lo me hepsachon, the halachas. We'll start a little bit, the halachas of matanos le'avyonim. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to, al-bachim have to know this, you're not allowed to give matanos le'avyonim for ma'aser money. Kol dovor shebechoivo, you can't give for ma'aser geld. But, zog the Mishnah Berurah, after two, you're allowed to give for ma'aser money. Says in Roitzel Ahoisif. Why? Val, you're not mechuyev to give more from two, so you could give him ma'aser money, and you'll be yoitzel a mitzvah matanos le'avyonim. Because you're not allowed to give to do a mitzvah midovah shebechayev. How much matanos le'avyonim? What is the shiur of matanos le'avyonim? What is the shiur? The Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem the Ritva shtei prutas. Pruto lechol oni. Harbe poiskim seinei. Sharetshuva brings down machzik brocha v'kafachayim or chashulchon v'kafachayim. Has to be shiur matono sheyuchol liknois ma'acholim lesudas purim keshiur gimel beitzim. The Indian is, again, the same yisoy that we said. That the ikar matonos le'avyonim is not tzedakah, is be'etzem to give him money to buy food for the Suda of Purim. They state in most of the Rishayim. This is the reason Matonos Le'avyonim has to be. Shabur brings down the Purim HaGadim. What is Matonos Le'avyonim? You could be yaitzer with food or money. You can't give a coat. Manapshach. So why can you give food? Because you can eat it. Coat you can enjoy. No, money you can buy food. Of a coat not. Again. So even if it's not like we said, but I'm just saying, the Ruach HaDvorim, it's not stam.
He takes the money and uses it for something else.
It does make a difference. But Lemosho, there's Vagita, they took out a booklet 2 days ago. They bring down from Chaim Kanievsky, that if someone is collecting Arnos's collar, you can't give it from Matanos Le'avyonim. the big doubt, Rabbi Nissim Karalitz said that he could. When I was a bocha, I remember everyone said that he could, because Be'etzem, you're telling the guy, Mrs. Karalitz, the man says, she's poor. She's poor. He said, yeah, but if you miyachid it, and they don't let her, when they give it to her, Be'etzem, they don't let her to buy enough food. Yeah? If you buy food, that's Karim Mutar will stop you to take care of you, right? And then the marshal that's coming committed to the family, they'll give him $50,000 to marry off the daughter, yeah? Now they go to the mother, they give her $10,000 for him. She will come after Purim, she says, Chabezai, Hashem, I made a good suda. I need another, I'll tell her, children. So you're right that they let her. It's against the whole ruach. This is what Chaim Kanigam's Gedein is. Nissim Karali says, even if Ibrahim Kanievsky holds, but if she doesn't have this 10,000, so she has to take away the food that she has to put it in the side. So this causes her that she has more food to eat. But she needs all this money, every penny she needs. Every cent counts, right? So if you're giving her 10,000, so now she doesn't. Again, these things I don't like to say. Say a famous maaseh, it was two gedolim, Chafetz Chaim and Ibrahim Moiser. Every time I get mixed up, who was who? But the mice was, there was a family in Lita, and they were very Oisha, and the mother was Nifter, and they decided to bring up the mitzvah to Eretz Yisrael. It cost Hoin Rav. And they asked one, and I don't remember the names, Mamazong, and they asked Chafetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Moiser, and he said, it's Chaval of the Ganze Geld. Give the money to Yeshiva, it'll be a bigger schus. And the other girl said, no, let him to do it. But they listened to the other one, and they didn't. The story finishes, the money didn't go up, and the money didn't go to the yeshivas. People, you know, they take the psak, nothing comes out, so all the yeshivas, and then it's bottom. And people will say, oh, my girl needs to get my house a scholar now, yeah? But now the psak did that money, so they'll just give less money in Purim, yeah? But to the poor people, they gave me $100. Now, every year, they give us Nachas Eskala $500 in Purim. Now, they'll say, oh, Miguel from Chaim Kanievsky. So I'm saying, Alamo and Avisa, when you hear these things, now, the Shaila is, how much? Jewish Van Nogas brings down, there has to be a double Choshuv. What is the shear of a double Choshuv? So we start. The Kafachayim goes down that he could buy food gimel beitzim. The Shachet Shuvah brings down another notion, maton chashuva. Rabbi Yashiv says in Eretz Yisrael, it's $50 and 50 shekel for one oni. This is a good shear of matonas levyeli. So you have to give, 100 shekel. Every oni 50 shekel. No, maton chashuva. So, the veld that are really a machmer, they give 50 shekel to twice, and chutz to that, they give everyone shekel. Lemaise, most of the poskim, even from the besmerish of Beliash, we say that 25 shekel, if you go to Shari Simcha, you could buy a portion of schnitzel and everything for 25 shekel. Today, you could buy a good meal, you have to know how to buy it, a business meal, but you can work it out, you can get a good meal with less than 50 shekel. I don't know how much it goes in America. I'm sure there is not much more. I don't think in $5 you could buy a meal. Pizza is not called a meal. Maybe a pizza is shit, veisach mish. Rabbi Vadim Yosef says that you have to have a mono chashuva. He says mono falafel. He said mono chashuva. Mono chashuva could be mono falafel. So that is today 12 shekel. Is what he says. It's also enough. We'll go back to who is chayv matonis lev yoinu? Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Daled, chayv kol odom liten matonis lev yoinu. Zog dem Mishnebura, chayv kol odom ben ish u ben isho. Ben ish u ben isho. This is in Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Daled. Tov Resh Tzadik Hei, the Ramo brings down in Tov Resh Tzadik Hei, ואישו חייב איזה מתונס להביאלים ומשלחמונס כאיש. זוג נמשתבור, שכולם היו איסו בנס, וצריכו לשמח ולשמח. וכוסם הגברום לא יראו איסי שניזורים בזה. והם שדווקא באלמונה, יש כאן צניאס, אבל אישו שיש לו בעל, בעל לו משלח בשבילו לכמה אנושים. ומכל מקום יש לאחווה. אז משלבור עושה, אז יש לאחווה. So the shaila is why the Mogen Avraham says that the Noshim didn't do it. The Prichodesh says, it says, Matonis ish l'reyu, not a isha. Lefi that, it's merames in the gro, merames that Matonis lev yoinim, she doesn't have a heter not to give. So the Chayodim, the Kitzur Shchonoch, bring down that you have to give Matonis lev yoinim also to your wife. So how you do it? So you give for your wife and for your older kids. So how you do it? So some people are makna to them money. They tell their gabi, you know, mezaki. You see when you go to the yeshiva, I'm glad I take 100 shekel, they tell mezaki to my wife, and then they give it. The machmirim tain, it's not good. Because in the minute you mezaki to your wife, it belongs to her. Zochin le'odom v'loi zochin me'odom. So you have to call her and ask her if she lets you to give it. Man, you could call her in the morning and tell her you plan to do it. The best answer is you do medina b'knayni. You tell the gabbet tzedakah, be zoche for my wife. As the Gemara says, ten money leploini v'akadosh ani lecho. So you could tell the gabbet, I'm giving you the money for my wife. And he's zoche for my wife to that ami.
She's allowed to give it now?
Yeah, medina b'knayni.
You're
zoche for her? But it's not so partial because Be'etzem, the Derech Klal, the Gaboy Tzedakah, they're not Zoyche, they look after the money till Purim and then they give it. So in Purim, he will be Zoyche. It's not real money. Now, the Velt says like this. So that's what the Velt does, the Machmir. Now, Lemaise, not everyone does it. Why? The Orach HaShulcha says, Ishtike Gufa, Ishtike Gufa. But this only helps on a wife. But on the older kids, it doesn't help. And the older kids, it doesn't help. Because on the wife, you could say, Ishtik Gufrik. So you have to know, cause mother didn't get the chinuch. But when they got the chinuch, or forget about the chinuch, the gdolim, so the maise, tzorich, Mishmur says, the maise you have to give, the maise you have to give. So I'll say, if you don't have money, you're not mechuyev, maybe this is the pshat. It's very, very shver. People are not so nizar on it, and you have to know, you have to be nizar on it. For sure the bachim here in yeshiva, for sure they have to give. They're not considered some, legabi that, for sure they're not considered some of shulchan aviyam, and avada they have to give. So what a lot of bachim say, my father gives for me. Yeah. It's time to mature, yeah? My father gives to me, you know, my father gives to me. You have to know. Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak about the other Shiurim and Purim, and Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, is two Purims. Yeah? On the ocean is Baruch HaBoyim, Eretz Yisrael. We have Purim in Yerushalayim, Tesvav, but we have in all the other cities, Yudalit. So again, we'll start before we go to your father. A Bachar here and there, decides he wants to be Purim with the Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah? So, we'll speak later if he has to go before Shabbos. It's Purim on Sunday this year, it's very complicated how you can be Mischaiv in the two Purim. So, Beseder, he goes to Bnei Brak. So, and I have every year the story. No, where he gave Matanis Lev Yoinim? No, this one he gave in Yeshiva. I thought the whole week we're going around to collect now from Matanis Lev Yoinim. He gave in Yeshiva already Matanis Lev Yoinim. And Bnei Brak, he drinks. Yeah? Zogin, the police came, he's not Yaitza. He gave it to Anim in Yerushalayim. By him, Purim is Sunday now. He's not Yaitza. For the second day Purim that he has to give, he'll be Yaitza. And why? For two reasons. He gave to Yoinim. He's not going to you just gave him. The Teretz is, we explain that the Lomdus is, we explain that the Lomdus is, that the Chefetz of Matanis Lev Yoinim, Retzoineinu Shiyu Akos Meichim Imanu. Right? This is the chef of the mitzvah. It's not poor madam. And not only that, the opposite. The marshal, they collect money for Kupa Sahir. Well, it's not the Duhaitzis. Kupa Sahir. Kupa Sahir is Nebrak. In Yerushalayim, you give a ton of severity to Kupa Sahir, it's not good. The Hagav, you see what the Kupa Sahir does, and the Vada Rabbanim do in the signs, that if you want, I was like, people give $1,000. So it's up to you to want, to make tznoyim, like kofu with Allah Zachem, that it'll be divided only lefi the shiur that you're allowed to be divided. If every only has to get 50, we're only dividing you, when we have like a list of 5,000 people. But they're not dividing you to 5,000. First, because then even everyone will be pochum shem pruta, you're not going to say at all. So divided lefi prutas, and lefi the shiitas you need to more is divided, and make out it's tznoyim, it's gabi tznoyim, that the money is divided. So, for example, the next person they put in, the next person, but everyone gets the same in the end. Because instead of normally kilu, everyone is mixed in, and you have a schuz that you're saving 5,000 on money, 4,000, you're saving five gerim, and you know, just they have all this cheshbonos. This time in Purim, they put in the sign that it's not like that. Al tznai etz mechulek to be yoytzer the shittis. So this is also going to be a good etzer to give to these places. But again, so the chazanish was machmir meoyt. That was not also. So b'meile, your father gives an American. Now I'm not going into the shayla that this is the spitz machmir or machmir, we are not knowing. That it's a problem. Your father will give an America. He normally, I know your father, he gives like a sudas pugim when all the people roll into his house, yeah? You know it's a soul already. Lama zang, you're a playback. It's really after Purim by you what he's giving. You're here to the mitzvah. Lama zang, you're a playback. I'll make it neither. If you're in Yerushalayim, your father is not giving it the right day. But we'll get to that cheshbon. Your father is giving the wrong day. And the same thing I'm telling Bachim, a lot of time, a lot of boys come from more modern backgrounds. Baruch Hashem, I think all I can vote to them that they're living in yeshiva. So the father tells me, you know, I don't know my daughter's life, you ain't even, you know, take off the credit card $1,000, give it out to Yerushalayim. And then Bachim's father was not making my daughter's life this year. And Purim, he was never making the mitzvah, his son gave it the day after Purim, my daughter's life in Yerushalayim. Right? So that is not good. Not your father give to you in Bnei Brak, in America, and not you to give to your father in Yerushalayim. Oh, you tell your father, now I heard a shir, I'll give it to Bnei Brak. Very good. It's good you gave the shir. Now, this is Aloha Pshuta. Now, the Machmirim have two knechim here. And here's told in the Lomdas, we spoke about in a lot of Nafkiminis. Okay, so you know, you're telling your father, you give it out to Bnei Brak. When you're giving it out to Bnei Brak, so your father, Lamarshal, you're a Bnei Brak, your father says, okay, for the first day, the second day in Yerushalayim, you give it to your Rebbe in Yerushalayim to take care of it. And Bnei Brak, I will give it to the Rav. Your father's planning to give it to the Rav, afternoon when he goes to visit him in the Sudas Purim. When your father gives it, by you already, it's already Monday. 7 hours behind. So, Purim passed, and the Shomayim, they didn't write on your name, Matanis Lev Yoinim, right? They gave you a sticker, Mikra Megillah, they gave you a sticker, Matanis Lev Yoinim, Mashlach Manas, they gave you a sticker, Sudas Purim, custom, everything, the place where you have to punch, Matanis Lev Yoinim, empty. And my father, we closed the day. Mama's saying, you'll die. You go straight to Gehenna? Yes. Right? You will not be kind of mitzvah. I'm saying, you'll die before your father was be kind of mitzvah. The day is over. Life's again, no? Then what? Your father, after 3 hours, decided to be kind backwards the mitzvah. I was having this time, I had a miser. Someone called me. What happens a lot of times is Bochum. We'll speak about the next week, they want to do two Purims, but they're not so up to know exactly. So, you know, they know to drink, they know you have to do both days. But they go to Bnei Brak, he was planning to give Mishrach Manas, Matanas Lev Yoinim. The kid said he wakes up 11 o'clock, he's coming to Bnei Brak, first year in his life, Mikum Gila, he heard, Abba Mishrach Manas, Matanas Lev Yoinim, Noch Nish Gimach. No problem, call someone in America, do it. Sounds right or wrong? I don't like to answer the phone. Because from Lel Purim, from 12 o'clock, all the people that wake up on the first day start to have shilas. Yeah? And when at the shul, he forgot. Call America, please take the bill. Everything is done. Can I help or cannot help? Some passions of it cannot help. Some lumped in time that it could help. Because we spoke about that the question is, so when is Purim? So in the Sforim state that we, Bnei Adam, Taka is a problem. But the Emes is the same Purim that goes around the world. The Moshe we said in Australia, you know, it's ahead. So I want to be when the Mishas and the Slayer they start to say, Ayoyim Mechot Ba'ayma, they look at the screen that will be in Misa Mikdosh, and they will see Misa Mikdosh Lachamit in Yantif. You could count Sphere. You better Misa Mikdosh. They're standing in Australia, they see the screen from Misa Mikdosh. It'll be a grammar screen, don't worry. Yeah. And they see that Misa Mikdosh, what?
Nobody's
going to
be there. Can you? Nobody's going to be there.
No, the Mashiach will come, Shtemish, Kibbutz Goli, Yaz Rambam. So they're looking at the screen. So what will be? But it happens every year, Basil. The answer is, it's the same day that we will have later is there. We don't understand it because we're mitachat l'zman. But Hashem is l'malo min l'zman. It's not the pshat that Hashem has Yom Kippur 48 hours. Yeah? It's one Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is 24 hours. Sriko achas, as they state. Kulam nisrokim b'srika achas. V'y azeh? What means srika achas azeh? Chas b'shalom. Chas b'shalom. So, but I'm saying, here it sounds like, you know, we're like, they're discussing like in the air. I'm telling you, every year is the shayla. Guys call up, we didn't give Matanas Levyoini what to do. Now, it doesn't happen to me on the first day. Happens to me on the second day. Guys call me up Monday night this year, we didn't give. Lefid tzad that you could give in a different city. Right? We said, we are machmir that you have to give to Bnei Brak, to American, but there's a tzad that you can give in different cities, right? So the shaila is, Monday night, when it's not Purim in Eretz Yisrael, you could give in America to a poor person? Here's like a double problem. You're going backwards in the day, and there's not Purim. But if you're the Moshe, you have a lot of people written tshuvas in the old days that you could give to Yerushalayim, and near Yerushalayim, and they would collect, and people would give from America for the wrong day. So the shayla is, if you're allowed to give to the wrong day, if by me it's Purim, I can give to America. So the shayla is, here it's not Purim, but in America, by me it is Purim. Again, I'm asking you, a bacher calls you up, what to do? I missed. I have to know answer Rav, to answer him. Call your father and give a tennis of you anymore now. You're laughing like, what? I said, am I? To tell him to do it or not? To tell him to spend money or not? So Mishnah Chumash, I say, you know, tell your father to give you money, your mother to give you father, you know, you give, back at the neighbor, give them some of the leftovers of Mishnah Chumash, yeah? To be a Mishnah Chumash. I'm not telling them anything. The shaila is, if you tell him to do Mishnah Chumash, I'm not telling them anything. I'm like, I think the last case, I felt it's not. But on the first time, on the Bnei Brak, I thought, guys, but you have it, call America and let them to give a Natanz Levyoini for you.
I inspired him with Hanukkah by parents at home, even though
because there is a different halacha. It's not the pshat that the Sfarim don't have Torah. The Sfarim, no, I'm explaining. The Sfarim, not the pshat, maybe I didn't say it right. No, not the pshat that the Sfarim, the father does the mitzvahs for the kids. And Ner Hanukkah is Ner Ish Bebeisri. Ner Ish Bebeisri. So b'meile v'aretz ner ish b'beisoi. B'meile, they say the father is mighty everyone. We Ashkenazim. Even when we are by the father, everyone does on his own. So b'meile, we don't have a shayla. But it's father that the father does it, and it could be the bochel of Atala to do yourself. And now, he's right. We the father that you do by the father, nistap k'apoiskim, what to do? Because the father is lighting him an arrow, and Mamir is not Chanukah. So it's not such a problem, because the father is lighting, by me it's Chanukah, it just is not Mamish Chanukah. But the Ike Shaila is, that came, is from the Sfardim that the prince live in Australia. There the father is lighting Chanukah, and by me it's before Plag HaMinch. In America it's not so bad. He's lighting when it's Chanukah. But answer you could light the whole night. When it's light, you can light it. But it will be dark till tomorrow, so I mean you could light the whole night. But the heaven. So the father is lighting when it's dark. But in Australia, the problem is the father is lighting By day, this then it'll be a shaila. The ma'aseh, the person can say that the ma'aseh, even Mishabu says that the person relies on his wife. But if the time zone is not the same time zone, I cannot rely on you. The halacha is if your wife, you go away from home, you can rely on your wife. All the place can say, like Mishabu says, the ketchilat the life without a bracha. But if it's not the same time zone, all the place can say the ma'aseh, the ketchilat the life. But here I'm saying it's a shaila that.
Skelzana, who is good, could be over here, is totally different. Because Matunas Lavyoinim, it's not that from the Nasina, I don't have to share the Yontif together with him. I have to make sure that his Yontif.
So, no, it's right. Right. But if it's making him Purim, so then for sure it has to be that he's in a day of Purim. Right, that's right. That's what I'm saying. So this is first that we say that the name I can't give to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim can't give. Now, this is the shaila. But I have to give it. So, for example, but I'm saying this is in the first case. So I'm giving it in Purim, but by me it's not Purim anymore. But I can after Purim do the mitzvah. You're right that I have to give in Purim, but I can after Purim to my friend to make a mitzvah. We come with Gimbochim have to know if you go from place to place, even if it's not Shlech with your father, to know that maybe Yerushalayim is two different Purims, and to be marked with it's such a tzar to see it that Bochim and all the life did all the mitzvahs, comes Purim, and the Mamish don't have the mitzvahs ayim. Now, as a machlekes a poisik, as a marsha, if you give to a family, it's considered Matonis Levyoinim, like you gave to two, but it's given like one. The Marsha is Mukher, the Suyans, and Megillah Davov, that is considered like two, but the Poyskim is the Maisa Amach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Beis brings down, L'chavim bebirka shechiyonu al mishloach mones v'sudas puri. V'shiyoidia lekach l'shatz. You don't do the shechiyonu, really. The shechiyonu does the shliach tzibur when he reads the Megillah. Tell him that you want to be yoytze matonis lev yoynim, I'm sorry. Tell him Yishloach Mones v'sudas Purim. So the Mefarshim asks, why you have to tell him Bichlal? He's Moitzi Meir Shechiyonu. I'm a Chavin and both. Amosh, when you go to a place and someone with Rosh Hashanah makes Shechiyonu, you have to tell him that you also didn't eat the apple? He's Moitzi Meir Shechiyonu. You never had nothing from these things. Americans just came to Eretz Yisrael, they have like 20 kinds, but you have everything in Shechiyonu. You have to tell him that, no, he's going to be a Shechiyonu. You'll be Yaitze, what do you want to be Yaitze? Here is the Bura state that you have to tell the Shlech Tzibu to Mechavet to be Yaitze also Matanas Lev Yoinim and also and Mishnah Moez Matanas Lev and Sudas Purim. The point is given clear why it doesn't say also Matanas Lev Yoinim. It says Mechavet and Shechiyonu Mishloach Moez and Sudas Purim. Why it doesn't say Mechavet Mishloach Moez So that's Purim Atonis Lev Yoinim. So some want to say Balabatish that if the Mishnah Berurah would say to Mechavet to Mishloach Moness Atonis Lev Yoinim and so that's Purim, so if a poor person will come before you, tell him, I can't give you. So we don't want that a person for the Schum of Shechiyonu will hold himself and be patient, call up Shechiyah and raise him like. Some people might say Mechavet also Atonis Lev Yoinim. The poskim say, what if someone is poor and you want to do also mishloach monos and also matonis lev yoinim, not to do it because oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Again, but we see there's not a double chiyuv. Now, in Sefer Oz Nidberu Umoyadim Vezmanim, he brings down the chumre not to eat before matonis lev yoinim and mishloach monos. As they be before every mitzvah. So to bring down also from Chaim Kanievsky, such a zach. The Mishnah Halacha is doicha. It says, Yemei Mishta v'simcha u'mishloach mones. So the Seder Hayoim is Yemei Mishta v'simcha. And forget, so the Sud is also a part of the mitzvah. It's not there's two mitzvahs and then you eat. Otherwise, in the Leket Yosha, the Talmud Tumas Hadashah state, Toiv l'shloach mones koidem ha-suda. This week, Be'etzem, is called Parsha Shkolim. The mitzvah macht is a shekel. Be'etzem, a lot of people think Parshas Zohar, I think people are much more into. Parshas Poro, a little bit also. Parshas Achoydesh, really, you know, it's been Azmanim. Parshas Shkolim, people are not so much into it. Perhaps. Well, yeah, even Bisa Mikdash, but Shkolim, Epes. Anyway, you give the Shkolim around Purim time, yeah? You have to know it's not so poshut. The Gemara says in Megillah that. Is the Gemara Megillah here? I know it's hard to find it these days. Shekech. Gemara Megillah brings down. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Ish Lokish. Golid ידוע לפני מי שאומר בו יועילום שעשיד הומון לישקל שקולים על ישראל לפיכוך היגדים שקליהם לשקולו ואין לדן באחד בעוד המשמים על השקולים ועל הקיליים חזר סייד את השקולים וכנגד השקולים ידוע לפני מי שאומר בו יועילום שעשיד הומון לישקל לפיכוך היגדים שקליהם לשקולוב והיינו לדן באחד בעוד המשמים על השקולים so that's what everyone thinks that the pshat is that the shkolim from the midbar one homon shkolim the marsho has a aura here לפיכוך היגדים שקליהם לשקולוב שנאמר דתנן באחד בעוד המשמים על השקולים what are the shaykhs to באחד בעוד המשמים על השקולים שנאמר, כי תיסור יש בני ישראל, השם זה, תגיב שקולים. The Marshal learns, it doesn't mean that the shkolim from Moshe Rabbeinu and from Beis HaMikdosh won the shkolim of Haman. The achroze שמכריזים על השקולים, this would won Haman. שקודם שקולם לשקולם, זאת Marshal, באחד בעודו, הוא מכריז על השקולים. Haman came and Purim. We won him already. The Goyen and the Mishnah and the Shkolim says the same thing. In Mizdan Yerushalmi, Lefichoch Koyri Moisoy. Beret of the Kriya Satere. So state that the Kriya Satere from Shkolim, this would won Haman. Now, as a big Vikuach, if it means in that year, the Marsho is Mashma in that year. And the Goyen is Mashma that Chodesh Odor was protected by the Kriya from the beginning of Chodesh Odor, that Haman later cannot damage it. So state the first time, Gracie Yisrael. Not that the sinas ha-shkolim from Klal Yisrael won, the Kriya and the Achroze won. Now, if the Kriya and the Achroze b'zman hazeh has the same power, even that is no Bisa Mikdosh, or not, yesh li istapik. But it's not the pshat that in this Shabbos is something in shulder in the maftir. That Kriya wins Haman. The very thing that the Pasha Shkolim is a Psalmimigu. It's a Zeicher. Lashon Mishnubur, Nishan Mepurim. It's more from that. And the Avon is Be'etzem. The reason that Klal Yisrael read the Shkolim, Be'etzem Klal Yisrael decide together to go to give the Tzedakah. The Achlota to give the Tzedakah is the Iker. Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, if a person can give 100 times tzedakah, little money, or one big money, it's better 100 times. Because what he wins himself to do the mitzvah. Klal Yisrael decided, Baruch Hu Yishodo. So Be'etzim, it's a Mot Nezach. You have to give the money for the new Truma HaChadosha that in Chodesh Nisan. Why this whole thing a month before we do the Kriya and the Achroze? It's like the Gemara. Because we want to win Haman. Yodu alif neymi she'omar bo yo'ilam, then Haman is going to do it. So he gave a pse'ilian to make a kriya here to divide it, to make the achlota. So if he bought a Beis HaMikdosh, we did already the kriya. So this kriya, this is a new argosha. People think I'm all this kriya from this week. It's not a pse'ayoytzezayin. It's much more from that. Now, I heard Ibn Chasim Sefer says be'echod be'odor mashmim al ashkol. Aynu detnan be'echod be'odor mashmim al ashkolim v'al akilayim. Shkolim is to be ready for Chodesh Nisan to collect the money till Chodesh Nisan. V'al akilayim, that you have to oik the kilayim to grow after the winter. So here's a Levi, Givaldi Givot. So Chasam Sefer, I think, says it. That in the Al Sheikh Shtein, what is Machtis HaShekel? Why have so cheap? It says that to teach us that a Yid can't manage on his own. A Yid could only be Shalem if he's with someone else together. There's no way that a person can come to the Tachlis alone. The Al Sheikh, if you see the Al Sheikh in the Parsha, very marich. Leida chisor na echod, velo yushnam tachlis omelo betzirufum yachad. This is the chefze. This is the reason people are makhmi, lekatchile, when you do a zecher, to give coins of a half a shekel. Now, even if you want, avadim, you can't have din, it's only a minute. But as David dear, you had to give a chatzi, you can't give a 20 shekel. You have to give a coin of a half a shekel. You have to give the coin. Most people use the half a coin of American dollar. In America, it's good. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not so poshut if you could use it or not, because it's money that you can't use here in Eretz Yisrael. You could use the bills, but the coins you can't change in the country here. It's a shaila. Not to go into today. But the inin of a machtis shekel. I said the Alshech is marich. Zog the Alshech, the Tana is telling you. Machtis shekel. You can't do it on your own. You have to do it with someone together. You can't do it on your own. You have to do it with someone together. But you have to know not every time to connect to someone else. Amos toch kilayim. The Rishoyim, people with bad midas, kilayim. Be'echod be'odo mashmim ala shkoli ve'ala kilayim. So this is Eilech Navi. A chatzi is not good. But nish ala mor, you have to mischaber mit ala salt and yidin, you know. Sometimes it's good that we are groups together. Nish alamol, you know, avas chinam, that dirty words of avas chinam, of connecting together. But Nishkin Kahimisha mentioned. To do a good achas with people that are not charedim l'dvar Hashem, this is kilayim. This is kilayim. But we have to mischazik. Be'echad be'odo mashmim al ashkolim. So I told alamol, I'm doing myself, I'm speaking loud. That we're going to have the kriya, the kabbalah that they have to give tzedakah to mekabel. If a people take a b'shas the kriya, or we take a mechaved to mekabel to give more tzedakah k'mo yishe tzorich, so as they be the shkod mushkolov the shkolov from Klal Yisrael, one haman, it will win the haman from our days. We have two hamans that's standing on us. One from Iran, the ones to kill us, and the ones from Eretz Yisrael, the ones to close the yeshivas. So I have an exam, keep a cut, all different things, lads, be all different things. But you have shikot mushkolov mushkolov. Shikot mushkolov mushkolov. Pasa shkolim is a time that a person is meshabed himself. Is meshabed himself that he's giving tzedakah to the Ribbon Shel Olam. That he's mekabel the oil to give tzedakah. And that's Hashem, we'll be zeichet that we'll be nigal, mishkot mushkolov mushkolov.